And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
Okay, I'm indeed your host, James White. This is the Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. This 24th day of April, 2024. And we, of course, as always, are coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana. And it's supposed to be very nice today and sunny. I may get out and ride my bicycle later. If not, I'm going to certainly go for a walk in the park. And if you haven't been here to Montana and the Northwest Montana area, it certainly is a beautiful place, especially in summer. until, you know, we're hoping that the forest fires we don't get hit with forest fires this year, but you know, it's not looking good. The amount of rainfall and snowfall has just been minimal. And I think there's measurements about it's like the precipitation measurement, and I forget what it's called, but it's low. It's low, meaning that years that it's low, there's usually more forest fires. So we hope that that's not the case again this year, but, you know, it's hard to tell, and it's a natural phenomenon. You know, at least that's the thought anyway. Of course, you know, there's been some suspicion that these fires have been they've caught people deliberately starting forest fires. I mean, this is not like, you know, let's say it happens all the time, and a lot of times it's naturally occurring. You know, lightning is probably the main, you know, instigator, I guess is probably the word for forest fires. But there are occasionally people that, you know, they go outside and they do it intentionally, and they've caught them doing that. And there's sometimes it's just people that are careless. They camp, or they, you know, they're out dating outdoors in the woods, and they become careless and they don't take care of their fire properly, or they dispose of it in an improper manner. At any rate, there's just a wide variety of reasons that it happens. Now, one of the things that would cut down on the massive amounts of forest fires that we have here, and these wildly intense, and it's outrageous. What would cut down on that if we could, you know, clear the forest out, you know, all the underbrush and the undergrowth, and you know, the we just need forest maintenance. We need forest maintenance in Montana. And this is, you know, for some reason, this is something that's contended. It's contentious practice, apparently. You know, you shouldn't be able to do that. There's a battles about that. It's like, for crying out loud, just clean out the old brush and the old wood and take it, and I don't care, make wood chips out of it, whatever, you know, give away to the community, pull all of it out and chip it all up into wood chips, and then ship it out to every county and give them a certain, you know, tons and tons of it or whatever it would be. And everybody can, you know, share in on the fun. But they don't want to do that. I mean, that would cut down a lot on the fires, a lot. But, you know, a lot of money is made on forest fires. It's like a lot of money is made on war. You know, a lot of money is made creating planes and bombs and bullets and replacing tanks that get blown up. And you get the picture. There's a lot of money in turmoil and conflict and war and strife. And, you know, people that are profiting from this, they don't want that gravy train to end. So it continues, unfortunately. And, you know, they're preposterous, the world that we're living in right now. And I think most people would probably agree. If you're trying to tune in here, I guess if you wouldn't be able to. But apparently a couple of days ago, Facebook took out the ability to broadcast live to groups. And I used to broadcast to the group there in Facebook. So I guess if you're not getting this, because you're in that group, you wouldn't hear this message, would make sense, you wouldn't. But if it happens to get back to you and you're wondering why in the world, or if you watch this afterwards or go to another channel to watch it, and you say, hey, I wonder why you weren't on Facebook groups today. Well, they canceled it here on the 22nd, I found out a message that popped up. So on Restream. So I'm gonna have to DLive. I actually have to reach back out to DLive. They sent me a message before the holidays, and I was just in the middle of getting so many other things done that I kind of told them I couldn't address them. But I got approved to be on their network, and they actually asked me if I wanted to be on, and I sent them some stuff in, and they approved me to be on. So they're going to give me a channel and some, I guess, some lemons or something is what they do there, and then promote my channel and everything. I have to reach back out to them if it's not too late. It's been several months, and I told them I just needed some time to get some things together, but now I'm broadcasting pretty much every day, except for yesterday. I couldn't make it yesterday. So I'll reach back out to them and perhaps, hey, good morning, Subpack Vet. I reach back out to them and maybe I can get on DLive. I don't know. They may not want me anymore. Who knows? We'll have to see. I'll have to reach out to them. Okay, so I want to cover a couple of things here and just remind folks that we have this event coming up, and I'm really excited about it. Let me get the right page here. There we go. This is coming up Saturday, June 8th, not long now, at the Red Lion here in Kalispell. It is the Kalispell Bigfoot Town Hall. It's a free event open to the public. Come share your Bigfoot story. Hourly prize drawings, Bigfoot casts and displays. You can meet these folks right here. Now, here's a little bit of insider info on this, and there's no guarantees. But the there's an event later on that same evening where there's going to be a whole lot of UFC stars and professional athletes and things like that, very famous people that you would know, most of them, are going to be there at that event at the Wuchholz Center. I will be there as well that evening. I just had Matt Hughes here in the I just had Matt Hughes in the studio here a couple of days ago. I don't know if I've shown that photo. I'll try to bring that up, and I don't even know where it's at. It's going to be somewhere. Anyway, Matt Hughes, the UFC legend, was in studio here just a couple of days ago. Maybe I have it in this folder here. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I do. I wonder if I can... yeah, I think that'll work. Well, let's see. Hold on, let's see if this works. Well, that one didn't work, but maybe this one will. That calls us here. See if I can pull this up here and you can see. There it is. So there is Matt Hughes, UFC Hall of Famer and legendary MMA guy. Was just here in the studios. Oh, just last Friday, I think. He was here in the Valley Broadcast Network studios. And he was actually here in town visiting the sponsors for the upcoming event that I had just referred to. He was in town visiting the sponsors, and I think he went to a card show here Saturday. Pardon me. At any rate, getting back to my point, the event here that we got coming up on the 8th with the Bigfoot event, let me go back to that. I hope this works. There we go. This event right here, there could be some of the UFC guys could be attending this because I've kind of involved in both events, and I know that some of these cats are Bigfoot fans, and they're going to be probably coming to this event. I don't know which ones. I don't have any confirmation on that. Nonetheless, this is going to be here in Kalispell on the 8th. Oops. Coming up here on the 8th. Excuse me. From 10 to 4. And there will be a food there. They don't serve it. It's a free event, but the hotel provides a lunch. So if you want to just come up there at early, you can get a lunch, and it's pretty good. It's like $4 or $5. And it's 12 bucks, I should say, 10 or 12 bucks. And it's a really nice lunch. So check that out coming up, and I'll be continuing to promote that here on the broadcast because we're co-sponsoring that event. Okay. Let's pop on over to the news here and talk about what's going on. We'll start with Montana news, which we try to do. And this comes from Great Falls KRTV. Scam targets Medicare enrollees in Montana. Let me increase this here a bit. Officials are warning of a scam targeting Medicare enrollees in Montana. that offers free services, medical equipment, or gift cards in exchange for the target's Medicare number. They are contacting Medicare enrollees over the phone or via text and email. Once the scammer obtains the target's Medicare number, they can bill Medicare for unnecessary medical equipment on your behalf, like knee braces, ordering genetic tests, or most recently, catheters. The target may or may not receive this equipment. If so, it is often cheaply built or entirely unusable. If the enrollment should require this equipment down the line, it will have to be paid out of pocket since, according to Medicare's records, the enrollee already received the item. Pam Rotich, a resource and assessment specialist with the Cascade County Aging Services, explains the scam is taking money away from Medicare and taking services away from you. So what happens when a person gets your Medicare number? They're going to be able to send the number, you know, with a bill or a charge under your name. You can start thinking it's an error, but if you receive these items that you don't want, you want to make sure that Medicare is not paying for them, or sooner you can contact someone, the better. Okay, so this is, you know, this reminds me, and the reason I'm stumbling here is because it reminds me of Troy Downing that was on my broadcast, I think before he mentioned that he was running, actually, for the Eastern District. He was on, and Troy is the Assurance and Exchange Commissioner, or what do you call the state auditor, and he's the Securities and Exchange Commissioner is, I believe, his correct title. He was on the broadcast talking about the scam going around where he had noticed that a lot of elderly people were going into these stores, these grocery stores, and if you've been in these grocery stores, you see the Bitcoin machines that they have there that you can put cash in, and then you can just type in your Bitcoin address, and you can send it over to your address. Right, it's like a conversion thing. You've probably seen them in some of the grocery stores. Not all of them have them, but some do. So Troy was on the broadcast saying that he had noticed that there was a lot of elderly, and he went to a local store, or he often stopped by a local store, if I remember the story correct. And he'd see these elderly people almost all the time in front of the Bitcoin machine throwing cash into the Bitcoin machine. So what happens is they do the same kind of a scam on the elderly people. They call up and they get them somehow tricked into visiting the store and putting cash in and sending them Bitcoin. And we also have found that, if I remember correctly, they can impersonate the voices of like their grandchildren. If I remember, I think I just did a story on this a couple of days ago, where you pick up the phone and they've somehow been able to, through AI probably, they've been able to, you know, clone one of your grandchildren's or your daughter's or son's or whatever's voice, and they put together a script. You've got to help me. I'm caught somewhere, or I got arrested, or whatever, and I need you to send me Bitcoin. I need you to send me Bitcoin. It's the only way that I can get out. Or I'm caught in Mexico, or whatever scam that they pull, they somehow are able to convince these people to go to the Bitcoin machine and put actual cash money in, you know, dollars, and send them the Bitcoin to wherever the address is, you know, and who knows where that could be. This is going on in Montana, is what they're doing. They're pulling the scam. So essentially what they've been able to do is, you remember the Nigerian banker scam where, you know, I'm a prince from Nigeria and I've got $35 million in the country, and to be able to get the $35 million out, I need to team up with somebody there and just send me a small $5,000 deposit to make the connection, and then it'll open up $33 million for you and your family, and you'll live happily ever after. You get the deal, right? This is the Nigerian prince scam. Essentially, they've just refined that now, and they're just using Bitcoin and mainly and other, you know, cryptocurrencies to be able to run that kind of con. Con just continues always. There's always cons. There's always con artists, always. And a lot of them are actually operating in government. That's the sad thing about it. They actually operate in government. So that's another whole entire thing altogether. I'm going to take a quick commercial break here because I need to. And when I come back on the other side, we'll pick up some of these other stories here in Montana. Actually, we've got a couple of Montana stories here we're going to cover, including the people living in homes there in Bozeman. And the Tester's not doing so well in the latest polls with conservatives. But that shouldn't shock most folks. We'll be back after these brief messages.
I'm Andy Stewart, here to tell you about Get More Tank. Get More Tank saves me $150 every month on gas. Get More Tank is a tablet with active ingredients that adds big mileage to every tank. I used to fill up our two cars every week. Not anymore. I'm getting about 50 miles more on every tank. Made in America, this formula is used by trucking companies and heavy industry. Now we're bringing it to you. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, lowers emissions, and I can feel improved engine performance every time I step on the gas. I use Get More Tank on my stalling leaf blower and boom, it works like new. Get More Tank works for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers, mowers, and blowers. Hey, if you got an engine, then Get More Tank. A five-pack on sale only at GetMoreTank.com for just $22.22 plus shipping. Use promo code GAS. Get 10% off. Save your money. Save your engine. Save the earth at GetMoreTank.com. EPA registered. Doesn't void warranties. Results vary.
June 6, 1944. It was on this day, D-Day, 80 years ago, the sound of boat engines roared. The sheer terror of our troops filled the air as they approached Normandy. These men fought and died to ensure freedom and eliminate tyranny. We must enter the battle for our nation, for our children, and for future generations. I entered the battle in 2012 when my firstborn son was murdered because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. My eyes were open to government corruption, and I became a mother on a mission to fight for truth and justice. My battle is a passion to fight for Montana and to make America great again. And this is why I am running for U.S. Congress. We must hold our government accountable. My name is Mary Todd. Vote for me on June 4th.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on after the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. If you want to watch the show live when it is live, you can go to flatheadtruth.com. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com is the website. And you can go there and find out just about everything else you need to know. Let me move this here so this is proper. Oops. I shouldn't have done that. Hold on. There we go. You can go there and at ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com, and you can see the shows that we are featuring here, the movies, I should say. We're just waiting. As a matter of fact, right now they're doing some editing for us over at the Lindell TV organization. They had to make some considerations for our advertisement schedule, and we're waiting for those videos to be completely finished, and those will be uploaded, and then we're going to be starting to play select broadcasts from the Frank TV and Lindell Network here on Valley Broadcast Network, and you can find out all about it, again, by going to valleybroadcastnetwork.com, and I have some recommendations for some antennas that if you live in the area and you want to receive the broadcast over the antenna, like you do like the old school way, where you put a, you know, rabbit ears, but they're more sophisticated than the old school rabbit ears these days, as you probably can imagine. You can put them, you know, in your home and, you know, on top of your TV set. I have one at my house. It's like a laminated piece of 8x11 copy paper that you just stick in the window and you point it towards wherever the tower is. And I pick up lots of channels, including my own, in my home. I don't know, you can pick up, and some days you can pick up literally 50 or 60 channels for free, and you just pay for it one time, and you don't have to continue to pay a monthly cable bills or anything. Back in the, I think it's like the 2001 or 2002, whenever they made the conversion over to the digital broadcasting, they had to, Congress mandated that when they went over to high definition, if you remember, they made that switch. Well, they had to also offer the same programming over the air for free. That was part of the, that was part of what Congress mandated with that act that they passed, and the digital broadcast act or something like that. I have to look it up. Nonetheless, with the exception of like pay or premium channels, you know, like HBO, of course you can't get HBO over the antenna if you put an antenna on your roof, but you can get all of, you know, all the local ABC, CBS, NBC, a lot of other smaller, you know, over the air, low power television stations. Also, you can get, you know, most of your PBS stuff and that type of thing. So check it out. It's a really a good way if you don't want to, if you want to cut down on, you know, things like ESPN and, you know, other like premium services and I don't even know Discovery and I don't even know, I don't think Discovery's on over the air, but you know, certain cable type broadcasts, if those things aren't important to you, just go and buy an antenna. Even if you don't live around where I live, even around my area, there is going to be somebody in your area, most likely. These broadcast stations are all across the country. There's thousands and thousands of them. And if you just do a little investigating, I can almost guarantee you for 95% of the people listening to this broadcast, there's going to be some sort of a translator district somewhere in your area that you can point an antenna towards, the larger antenna, the satellite dish or whatever method they're using to transport it to broadcast it, and you can pick up these channels. So I would highly suggest you do that. You can actually cut cable. A lot of people are cutting cable, and then if you have an internet connection, you can just select your favorite streaming services and just pull those in. At any rate, just do your own investigation because all that stuff's out there. And we appreciate you supporting smaller networks. And, you know, I'm not a corporate network and I don't have any corporate funding. You're looking at the corporate funder right here. This is me. I'm the corporate funder. So keep that in mind. Okay, let's go over here back to the news. Montana City grapples with rise of unhoused people living in vehicles. In some cities with growing numbers of people experiencing homelessness, the issue goes beyond encampments and public places. They're also coping with more people living in cars and RVs parked on city streets. City leaders in Bozeman, Montana, are dealing with the tensions brought on by this more visible display of homelessness, Joe Lesser of Montana PBS reports. Now, we're not going to listen to the whole six-minute video here, but this is reminiscent of a lot of the neighborhoods that you see in, say, Silicon Valley, California. And I remember seeing stories published several years ago where these people that worked at these, you know, large tech companies, that the cost of living was so outrageous and so exorbitant there in their area, in the Silicon Valley area, that some of these people that worked at large tech companies had to live in their cars and live in like trailer, like the campers outside the facility, like, you know, on the streets around the larger complex that they worked in. You know, you have to wonder, where's all this money going? I mean, besides overseas, of course, to various countries and we'll go into that. But I mean, throughout the history of us being a nation, us being apparently the wealthiest country in the world and having the world reserve currency, I don't think people realize the advantages that we have here in America. Because we are currently, and I say currently because it's not going to last much longer. You can see the writing on the wall. The fact that we are the world's reserve currency and have been ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement, essentially. And then what we did is went off the gold standard back in the early 70s, and they started printing money, you know, out of fiat. They started producing fiat currency, which, you know, just means by decree. It's just dictated just by fiat. That's what kings used to. Kings used to seize land and territories by fiat, meaning they just decreed it. I own that land. It's mine. It's by fiat. I declare it. I declare it. So let it be done. Essentially, that's what our currency has turned into, and we have been the world reserve currency again since the Bretton Woods Agreement. I believe that was in 1958. I may be wrong on that date, but it's somewhere around that time. And that's, as in, that has allowed us to enjoy tremendous abundance, just ridiculous amounts of abundance and lavishness and able to, and what we've done actually with that, rather than, you know, use that responsibility, you know, to benefit society and better things. What have we done with that? What have we done with the great privilege of being the world's reserve currency? We've created military armaments and bombs to be able to blow up other people and take their resources with. That's really what we've done. We've essentially used the great privilege, again, of being the world reserve currency, and we've abused it and used it to buy up the world, buy people off, bribe people, blackmail them. Again, you'll fund the military-industrial complex so they can create more bombs and more tanks and more planes and more bullets. You know, is that all necessary? Do we really need to blow so many people up with bombs and kill so many people? I mean, does that make the world a better place by just massively killing folks and exterminating people? I don't see it. I with the exception of people that are, you know, pedophiles and caught, and after they have, of course, as I always say, everyone's afforded due process. If you're convicted of pedophilia or, you know, caught in the act of pedophilia, or, and you go through a judge or a trial and you're found guilty after due process, you need to be executed. These people don't need to be put in prison. I'm 100% fully for executing pedophiles after they've had, of course, due process, as I stated. That's key. And I don't see how anybody would disagree with that statement. It's really bad. You really don't. I mean, I got a letter earlier from someone that wants to come on the show. It's someone that was Ann Elliott, who has been on my broadcast a couple of times. If you are not familiar with Ann Elliott, she's since retired from Child Protective Services in New York, but she was a CPS worker in New York for like 27 years. She came onto my broadcast several times and exposed. That's shocking. It's shocking. I mean, no, it should be national outrage. I mean, the interviews that I did with her should just spark a national outrage. But, you know, mainstream media and these people aren't going to cover it because it goes outside their narrative. You know, it doesn't fit their narrative. We're going to take another quick commercial break here just because I got to keep on top of these things, folks. And we come back on the other side. We'll continue to talk about these topics and many more on the other side of the broadcast. You can see all scrolling along the bottom of the social media accounts below. If you want to watch the show live when we are live, go to flatheadtruth.com. flatheadtruth.com, and I'll talk to you about this letter I received here. I'm probably going to have this gal on the show. I should be contacting her later today, I think. I won't share the letter with you because some of the stuff is just terrific. I'm not sure how much of that I'm going to reveal, but I just got this morning. I need some time to review it, and I'll make that decision. Okay, hang on here. We're back on the other side of the break. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. I'm your host, James White.
We are in a battle for our nation's survival between those who hate America and those who love her. The ruling class is seeking to weaken and divide us. We need strong, courageous leaders willing to stand up and make America great again. I will fight to close our borders because a nation without borders is not a nation. I will fight for limited and accountable government, Second Amendment rights, and the sanctity of life. I will stand up to those who are undermining our nation's elections and pushing for radical race and gender ideology in our schools, military, and media. If we continue to abandon the principles that have made America the greatest nation in the world, we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction. Freedom is not free. This is a battle we must win. My name is Mary Todd. I'm running for U.S. Congress. Vote for me June 4th.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
Okay, folks, if you want to find out more about that series, Judicial Supremacy, the lie of judicial supremacy, the Supreme Court Confidence Game, you can go right to valleybroadcastnetwork.com, excuse me, and click on the link there that says Judicial Supremacy, and it will take you to all 8 videos in the series. I think they're linked right there on the page. And if you watch them in succession, you will be able to go through the whole book. And we go by chapter by chapter. Now, we don't read every word in every chapter. If you want to go in depth and get really into it, then you'll have to pick up your own copy. And you can pick that up at Amazon.com. And here's the book right here, The Supreme Court's Confidence Game, The Lie of Judicial Supremacy. And again, this is not just for Montana. I'm sure these same shenanigans are going on in your town. Your county, your state. So check this out, and you can learn from it. You can learn the tricks that they do here, and it's the same thing they do across the country. So what you really need to do is we just need to start holding these folks accountable. That's all. We just need to hold them accountable and have them follow, the Constitution or their code, whatever it is in your town. And we just want people to act properly and within the Constitution. And I don't think that, anybody can argue with that, but certainly many people will, of course. Okay, let's get over here to John Tester's Montana Coalition shifts from his last campaign. And, this is indicative of, I don't have any personal thing against John Tester. As a matter of fact, funny enough, and this is probably going to shock most folks, although I have created, memes about John Tester, and I lampoon him when I can. But I have talked to several folks, conservatives, believe it or not, that have had issues in Montana, and they reached out to several of the legislators that represent them on the federal level. And John Tester is usually one of the only ones, and his office is one of the only ones that gets back to him. So, again, I'm not carrying water for John Tester. I don't really care for either candidate, frankly. And I think that, that's one of the things that we have a problem with in this country is we just continuously have bad choices for people to represent us. I mean, it just, there's got to be better folks than these same people that keep coming over and over again. Even when, a new administration comes on board and it's a different, totally different political party. A lot of these same cats that were in the last administration somehow managed to get their way in. Right. I mean, this is on a federal level. I know this is a state role, state race we're talking about. But I got to believe sometimes that there's, I can't believe the people that are like, we're
are running for these offices are a lot of times not necessarily the best person to be in that position. That's all I'm saying. So back here to this story. John Tester has lost quite a bit of support for from Republicans. The key takeaways here are 22% of Republican voters in Montana approve of Democratic Senator John Tester's job performance, and 65% disapprove. This leaves him 43 percentage points underwater with the conservative cohort, compared to a 20-point gap at the same point in 2018. So the last time in here in Montana, just like in federal elections, the senators run every 6 years. So back in 2018, he had a, what was it, a 45% disapproval rating, and now he's got it's 20 points higher. And, you know, that's indicative of, again, I don't have anything personally against John Tester. I've never met the man. I disagree with, you know, a lot of things that he does. But, again, I've got reports that he's sometimes the only one that that gets back to folks. And, you know, that's good, certainly. But I think what he's – this particular story that we've just talked about is directly related to probably Biden's you know, the person playing Joe Biden. He's not even really running things, as we know this. I mean, we know that Joe Biden, I want to say, and this has got to be some sort of like, it's like a Monty Python skit. It's almost like something that's not even real. He comes out and says he used to drive an 18-wheeler yesterday, and he's, did you see this? He comes out and claims that he used to drive an 18-wheeler. Joe Biden. The person that's never held a job in his life other than, you know, the grift, the political grift, which it's all a grift. That's all he's done his whole life is be in politics. You know, the guy played in Joe Biden. And he comes out apparently in a press conference or whatever it was, in an interview, whatever it was, and he says that he's drove an 18-wheeler. Again, this has got to be some sort of a joke or something. I mean, it's like, I know it's not a joke, but it seems like it's some sort of a joke. It's like it's theater, right? I mean, don't you feel that way sometimes, that the whole thing's theater? And probably is in some sense. You know, I don't know. Again, they don't call me and let me know, but something's not right. Something's wrong. Some of these folks don't seem like, you know, the people that they claim they are or they should be. You know, who knows? Again, you know, if everything's a conspiracy, nothing's a conspiracy. But something doesn't jive. I know that much. I can tell you that. So surprise, surprise. This comes from Natural News. Mike Adams does a great job over there at the Natural News website and all of his different ventures. Mike Adams is a guy that just, he's a successful guy. And you appreciate that. And plus he's a patriot. Eating junk-filled diet during adolescence could lead to long-term memory impairment in adulthood. Now, I meant to show this story a couple of days ago, but I forgot. Just kidding. Eating a junk food filled diet during adolescence can lead to long-term memory impairment. Sure, so we know this. We know that you shouldn't be eating, you know, this is not good. I mean, you don't eat McDonald's and Burger King and chips and, you know, bonbons. University of Southern California study has found that adolescents who eat a lot of junk food can end up having impaired long-term memory when they grow older. A study published in the peer-reviewed journal Brain Behavior and Immunity has conducted among rats fed a diet full of fat and sugar during adolescence. The study also builds on prior research linking poor diet to Alzheimer's disease, a condition characterized by reduced levels of neurotransmitter acetylcholine in the brain. Acetylcholine is crucial for memory, learning, attention, and other cognitive functions. Now, here's the only problem is unfortunately, these days, that's all well and good, but can you really believe any of these studies these days and these groups that do these studies? I mean, after we've seen over and over again how many times these are, you know, manipulated, fraudulent, they game the system, you know, all that. But you really don't know. Can you really believe the studies these days? No, I'm not saying that every study is bad and everybody that's in doing these studies are trying to screw people. Don't imply that. But, you know, we're living in a time where you kind of wonder, can you really believe what they tell you?
I mean, you know, it's frustrating because you don't have the time to go out and do your own research. I mean, who here's got the time to do a research on junk food, a long-term study on junk food, and, you know, do what it takes, you know, privately without you know, larger funding, pulling together groups of people and doing long-term studies and control groups and everything you need to do.
Yeah.
Regular average person can't do that. So you actually can take their word for it or just don't believe them. But whatever. My good friend Alex Newman, what a guy. One of the good guys, actually, in the freedom movement, if you will. He's a fantastic journalist and good friend of mine. We got to have him back on the show. I've interviewed him lots of times. I think there are too many of us on the planet. Alex Newman warns of tyrannical UN plans for our future. And it's so good to see Alex getting some play on, like, Zero Hedge and larger publications, because the guy's true blue. Award-winning journalist Alex Newman, author of the popular book Deep State and the new best-selling book called Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, says the UN's quest for total tyrannical control of your life is coming sooner than you can imagine. And there's Alex right there. And, of course, we know this is – we see all the writing on the wall. We're familiar, of course, with democide. We see how they have put out in the open how they want to reduce the population. They are openly practicing eugenics. We know because of the scamdemic here from a couple of years ago that they've actually tried to kill us, and they failed. And are they going to stop trying? You know, likely not. I don't know what they're going to try to pull off next, but I don't believe they're going to stop trying to wipe us out in some way or another, or at least, can, you know, they're doing it regularly anyway, right? So they're doing it with the stuff in the food and the water and the air and the vaccines and, you know, the injections. They're killing us slowly, Monsanto and the glyphosate and, you know, Roundup and all that stuff. So they're killing us. Now you find out the Band-Aids have forever chemicals in them, forever cancer-causing chemicals and Band-Aids. Band-Aids you put on an open wound, right? The stuff inside the Band-Aid there, the pad, there's stuff inside the pad that's the forever chemicals that, you know, lead to cancer. And you put it on your open wound, you know, things like that. Things like the plastic, of all the plastics they could have used, they chose the plastic that, well, you know, leaches into your body and it feminizes people. It screws up with all your hormonal level. They didn't have to use those plastic bags. There's a variety of different bags they could have used, but they used the ones that are purposely harmful to you. I mean, these people have a eugenics program. They just want to be able to kill as many of us as they can without actually, you know, raising an alarm. And the ones that they don't kill, they want us to be sick, dependent, broke, uneducated, you name it, dependent upon them. That's where they get the most control. You know that you are dependent upon those that feed you and clothe you and house you and supply your needs. You have a dependency on them, much like a child has a dependency on their parents to take care of those things when they're young. They want you to be in a perpetual state of childhood where you constantly have to depend upon them, their big daddies, you know, your parents, your government parents, to be able to take care of you. And, you know, that doesn't come without a price. You're tracked, you're controlled, you know, you're poisoned, you're experimented on, you know, you're censored, you know, you're fined, you're jailed, you know, you name it, taxed. I mean, just name the list. It's just what they do. This is what they're experts at. Anyway, I feel like I'm getting off on a tangent here a little bit. Now, here's a good story, hopefully, if it's true. Probably is. Flying cars are becoming a reality in China. What? Multiple Chinese companies are focused on commercializing flying cars, utilizing a design that is different from the popular eVTOL aircraft that have been developed over the last several years, according to a new report from Nikkei this week. Xbing Aero HT, an affiliate of the electric vehicle startup, plans to market dual-mode eVTOL vehicle capable of both driving on roads and flying. The Civil Aviation Administration of China is currently reviewing the aircraft for commercial certification. Nikkei reports that pre-orders in China are set to start in October, with mass production anticipated next year. targeting tourism companies and outdoor enthusiasts. Well, of course, that makes sense. Initially priced them on 1 million yuan. That's about $138,000. Xping Aero HT aims to reduce costs in the future and is also planning to expand internationally. What do you know about that? Would you buy a flying car? If you had the chance, would you buy a flying car? Would you be one of the first people to buy a flying car? I mean, you know, you kind of hope that they got all the kinks worked out and, you know, you're not a beta tester. Who wants to be a beta tester on a flying vehicle? Yeah, some people probably would. You know, daredevils types. I don't think I would. I don't have that kind of daredevil streak in me. Flying cars would be cool. Scientific American claims it is misinformation that there are just two sexes. This comes from Modernity, which is, I believe, is Paul Joseph Watson's website. Long time, I guess, writer for InfoWars, and he's been doing these videos for years and years. Scientific American has published a piece claiming that misinformation, such as the notion that there are only two sexes, is being used against transgender people in order to get gender-affirming care, medical care. The article states that there are three types of misinformation, and they are oversimplifying scientific knowledge, fabricating and then misinterpreting research, and promoting false equivalencies. You know, and I guess I'm just like trying to be like a logical thinking kind of guy. And I guess I haven't really seen any proof yet that a person born a man can biologically change into a woman, or the fact that a person born a woman can biologically change into a man. I know that they claim that they are, and they feel like they are, and they identify that they have changed. But I'm talking about like real medical, you know, physiological differences where someone's born a man and they're able to change their physiology and their makeup to make it though they were born as a woman, and there's no hangover effect. There's no nothing left behind. It's all just converted right over, like, you know, like a mistake was made at birth and they're just going to redo it. I've never heard of anybody doing that ever. Not one time. Not one time. If they've done it and, you know, legitimately done it, then, you know, then we can open the discussion. Until then, I think it's just ridiculous. I think it's just, it's a feelings over facts. This is not anything new. This is where the world we're living in. Your feelings trump facts, and people that have feelings, other people take that as authority over facts. You understand how that's madness? This is madness. There's no other way to put it. It's madness. And it's madness everywhere. This is the world we're living in. A mad, mad world. Wasn't there a show like that called The Mad, Mad World or something? Something like that. Just in, anti-Trump media elites caught red-handed coordinating on legal cases. A shocking revelation has surfaced alleging that prominent anti-Trump media figures have been secretly coordinating their efforts on legal cases concerning former President Donald Trump. According to reports, these media personalities have been holding confidential weekly meetings to strategize and align their commentary and reports regarding Trump's legal troubles. So this should not surprise anyone since they came out in Time Magazine. I just showed the article here on the cover of it, I don't know, 2 weeks ago on a show, maybe, where they admitted that they got together and they saved democracy by all these groups coming together and foiling Trump and, you know, and basically conducting election interference. They basically admitted that they conducted election interference for the betterment of the nation. Seriously. So the fact that they're all meeting behind whether you like Trump or don't like Trump and whatever, doesn't matter. You insert him, insert anybody in there. Insert, you know, Mickey Mouse. You know, it doesn't matter. in there. It doesn't. If they get together and they're colluding together, to report. That's not reporting. That's not news agents. They're not news agencies. You understand this? They're not news. News agencies don't collude together with other news agencies to fabricate stories or to artificially hype up stories to harm people or to sway public opinion. They're not supposed to do that. They're not news agencies if they do that, and they're not. They're nothing but the propaganda arm of the establishment. And another place that's turned into a propaganda arm of the establishment are colleges. The campuses are a time bomb ticking on America. This anti-Semitism relies most heavily on pseudo-intellectual ideas that Jews fall into the oppressor class. Regardless of what you think about this whole situation with the boycotting and things like that, I'm for free speech all the way around, even free speech that you don't like. The fact of the matter is that college campuses no doubt are ticking time bombs. We've known this for a long time and discussed these type of things on this broadcast. That's no place to send your child if your child's not firmly rooted and they don't have a good foundation, like a good moral foundation, and you haven't established those things in your children, which you should have probably done at a much younger age than when they get ready for college. It's kind of late then. This should have started when they were just 6 months old. You should start teaching them proper, how to be polite, how to treat other people properly and how to act, in certain situations socially. We did. We my wife and I started really, really young, and if you're ever around my children, you'd see the fruits of our labors. They've actually taken to it very well, and we're delighted. Nonetheless, college campuses are a ticking time bomb. And if you send your child to college, and again, you don't have a good foundation, or they don't have a good foundation in morality, and you haven't brought them up well and taught them properly, there's a darn good chance you're going to lose them. I hate to say that, but college is a dangerous place to send your children. I don't know what else to say. As mine's going away here in the fall, you go into a Christian college though. So we're hoping at least for better results. Chaos erupts when Tennessee passes bill to protect students with armed teachers. For some reason, I guess they don't want children protected. Why wouldn't you have armed teachers if you have teachers that are, can pass a mental competency test and pass actually a firearm training test and are able to, the things that you want, of course, to avoid, and the problem with having guns in schools, or the fear is that the person wielding the gun, i.e. the teacher in this particular situation, is not trained well. And they're just going to randomly start firing bullets and they're going to hit students. Is that possible? Sure. Of course. Anytime there's a gunfight and bullets are flying in the air, in both directions, there's always a danger of people getting hit, killed, injured, that type of thing. Hopefully, the teacher can have enough training where they start to get in self-awareness. And, really what it just takes is boldness. It's difficult if someone runs into the building and they have an AR-15 and they're firing multiple rounds. It takes a lot of stones to stand up there with the handgun and face off with them and fill them full of lead. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to do that, and you probably would only know if you may think that you're the person, that you're the guy or the gal that would do that, until the bullets start flying. And have you ever been around gunshots and people shooting guns? It's unnerving. I have. It's unnerving. You have to really be ready for that. It's not like in the movies where, you jump off a motorcycle doing 30 miles an hour, you roll on the ground and you're firing as you're spinning and you're, killing four or five people. That stuff doesn't ever really happen in real life ever. Never. It never happens. It only happens in the movies. Okay. I'll have to point here a little bit. This is going to be this is an interesting ruling here. I don't know if the FTC has the right to do this, but Non-competes are dead and tech workers are free to roam. And their rule from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission invalidates most non-compete agreements frequently used to bind tech workers. It could unlock higher wages and more entrepreneurship and innovation. And if you're not sure what that is, what a non-compete agreement is if you work for a company and you leave the company and they give you a severance package, for example. Part of that severance package is a lot of times, depending upon the industry, you have to sign a non-compete agreement. It means you can't go work for their competitors for a period of 6 months, a year, 2 years. Just depends upon whatever the agreement is. They can write the agreement however they want to write it, and you don't sign it, you don't want to sign it, you don't sign it. You don't want your severance pay, you don't sign the agreement. So it's a mutual agreement between two parties, and they vary in their lengths. But if that goes away, that is going to essentially, open up a lot more, a lot more innovation, a lot more people, a lot less people are going to be stifled. Looks by the clock here that we're just out of time, folks. That went by pretty fast. We do appreciate you looking in here on the show. Flatheadtruth.com if you want to watch the show live. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. That's ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com to find out about everything else. We will have Matt, the communications expert. He's probably one of the top communications experts, radio communications experts in the world. He'll be in the studio here tomorrow. He's flying into town. He'll be coming in the studio here tomorrow. He's here for an event, training event. We're delighted to have him in studio. So check that out. We'll be back about 23 hours from now. Till then, this is James White for Valley Broadcast Network. Say bye now.